This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Knows what I'm going through. Jesus knows what I need to do. Jesus is there when I ask him to. Jesus will carry me through. I know Jesus knows
what I'm going through.
I know that my Jesus
knows what I
my,
need
my,
to
my,
do.
My
Jesus is there when I ask him
I
to.
I know that
Jesus will carry me through.
Well,
Jesus knows what I'm going
to do. I know mine.
Jesus knows what I need to do.
Yes, I know mine.
Jesus is there when I ask him to.
I know that my Jesus
will carry me through.
Listen now. When I was a child, I was afraid of the dark. Today, I'm scared of things I can see well. But if I just keep walking on down that road, I know that Jesus walks in front of me. Well, now,
Jesus knows what I'm going through. Jesus knows what I need to do. Jesus is there when I ask him to. Jesus will carry me through.
When I get discouraged and I lose my way, and I'm blinded by the wrong that I do, if I trust in Jesus, he will show me the way. He will always carry me through. I know that
Jesus knows what I'm going through.
Jesus knows what I need well.
Jesus is there when I ask him to. Jesus will carry me through.
I know that
Jesus knows what I'm going through.
Yes,
Jesus knows what I need to do.
Well,
Jesus is there when I ask him.
Jesus will carry me through. I know that my Jesus, he cares for you. My Jesus, he cares. I know that my Jesus cares. I know that he loves you. I know that my Jesus loves you. I know sometimes you might feel a little burdened. I know sometimes you may need a friend. Well, I know my Jesus, yeah.
Hello, dear friend. Welcome to Reflections. This season, we have for you a series of thought nuggets. And today's nugget is titled, Seeing Through the Dark. A life without hope is a futile existence. When we think or feel that we have nothing to hope for in life, whether in our prospects, studies, relationships, finances, health, or spiritual lives, we inevitably grow depressed and desperate. These feelings of dejection, anxiety, or desperation can result in bitterness, resentment, hatred of life, and in some cases can even lead to suicide. This is why the word hopeless is written across the details of almost every suicide or murder suicide. But to have hope is to have life. For hope is the lens through which we view the future. It is the eye that enables us to see through the dark. Hope is a God-inspired confidence that, regardless of present circumstances, all will be well. And I repeat, hope is a God-inspired confidence that, regardless of present circumstances, all will be well. For more Thought Nuggets by Dr. Pipim, please visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thought Nuggets. My name is Margaret Abebrese. Thank you for listening.
What do you choose? Eternal damnation in hellfire or eternal life in a golden city? Hell was not made for any man but the devil. Dear listener, don't allow him to deceive you to sin, to join him in hell. Accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior. Get baptized into a true Bible-believing church and live daily for the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit. Your eternal life will be guaranteed. God bless you.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, find there's no need to cry. There's a place to feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place.
Welcome back, dear listener. We are still on Go Green and we are talking about okra today. Before we went for the break, Ella, you were talking about the pots. That is how you call it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. You were talking about the panko and okra stew, which made me a bit hungry because I wish I could have some to eat.
Yeah.
Throw more light on the pots for us, please.
The pots can also be chopped into pieces. Yeah.
Okay.
And dried for sometime, let's say, when okra is in its case, we can then depend on it for our normal consumption. And then within the pores, we also have the seeds. The pores contain seeds.
All right.
Yeah. The okra seeds has some amount of oil in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah, we can obtain some oil from the okra seeds.
Okay.
Yeah, which is very, very good.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you to throw more light on the oil part, but then I'll go to Chimsi and take something about the stems. Chimsi.
Yeah.
Okra stems.
Okra stems. Before I throw more light on the okra stem, I want to add on the dry leaves or the leaves.
Okay.
Okay.
In some parts of the northern Ghana.
All right.
We use the dry leaves to welcome newly pregnant women into the families. That is the only soup used when a first young lady is pregnant after wedding or marriage. The first way you formalize the pregnancy to the entire society or the family, you prepare okra leaf soup.
Yeah, so that is the cultural uses.
Cultural use.
Yes. Yes.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, back to the stock.
Please, more on that cultural thing. So, is it like if you are pregnant and for some reason you didn't get dried okra leaf soup to drink, you wouldn't be welcomed into the family? No, is that what you are saying?
It's not drink, but it's some people's culture. Apart from that, even if they should go for a number of miles, search for okra dry leaves and prepare the soup, you don't even call that person a pregnant woman until...
She has taken that soup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And that is a welcoming, a formal welcome into the society.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You see, when everybody gets into marriage fresh, the next expectation is a bouncy baby boy or girl.
That's right.
So the welcoming news that one is pregnant is needs to be endorsed.
Does that mean that Okro is held in high esteem in the northern region of Ghana?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
please
more
continue.
On stocks, in fact, the entire okra plant has several uses.
All right.
The stock, we get potash from the stock, which people use to prepare local soups.
Alata semina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Others. We also get the fiber, that is, we get ropes out of it to weave thatch. You know, people still live in thatch houses. They use
and they do that with okra stalks.
Yeah,
yes,
okra
the
stalk has some kind of.
This is so revealing.
In it, you peel it, soak it with water. Then you are able to use it to weave a thatch so that you can comfortably roof your room. The stalks are also used for medicinal purposes.
All right.
Others use it to add with other concoctions to treat.
Waste pains.
They are also generally okra is also used to deactivate some kind of concoctions.
To deactivate,
yes. When you have taken some poison, then you want to reduce the activity of that poisonous substance. Then okra can be used.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. More on the uses if there are any more.
Yes. Now, these local treatments, people. The herbalists and other people, they will advise that you don't take, when you are going through some concoction or some treatment, you don't take okra.
What is a concoction?
It's a local medicine for an ailment or for protections.
Okay.
For example, we have a concoction like anti-catalase in quotes.
Okay.
Anti-catalase in quotes, where when you take it, you might not be, or a catalase cannot go
wound
through
you.
Will not wound you.
Is it spiritual or is it... Medicinal.
It's medicinal.
Okay.
When they prepare it, you don't eat okra because okra will deactivate it. When you, after taking the medicine or the concoction, you think that I've consumed the thing. Meanwhile, when you have contact with it, it will prick you or it will cut you.
Okay.
So those periods, people are asked not to eat okra until it's over.
Yeah.
So.
You are teaching me so much today. I'm getting so educated. Yeah. Ella, you wanted to add something to that?
Oh, it is. I think much has been done,
It is well elaborated.
It is well elaborated.
Yes.
Elaborate has your name a bit.
Ella
and elaborated. I'm sure that's why you chose the way.
All right.
Okay, so why should we eat okra?
You see, okra has a lot of vitamins.
Okay.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin A for good sight.
Okay.
So, it's important.
Yeah. Okra, because of its slimy nature,
mm-hmm.
when we are taking meals like banku that I earlier mentioned.
Oh, Ella loves banku.
And then other dishes, we add okra to aid swallowing.
Yeah. To aid swallowing.
Yeah.
Not it's just for the good. Savor, but for swallowing as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apart from that, okra is also tasty.
It's
one of the soups I like so much. It's the flavor in it, especially the dry okra, both the leaves and then the pods. Especially with the leaves, when they add shea butter to it, you will never
eat any other thing.
Yes.
Oh, Chimsi loves okra because he was smiling from the beginning, but when he began talking about the soup plus shea butter and things, his smile became bigger.
Brighter.
And it's so bright. Wow. James, do you like okra? I'll see if I can get you some okra soup before you get out of the studio, okay? It's not a promise anyway. Okay. Nutritional components. Madam says something about vitamin A, vitamin C.
We have some proteins in them.
Protein in okra.
In okra.
I see.
Yeah. And has high fiber content.
Fiber.
To ease our bowels.
Oh, yes.
You see?
Oh, we want to do that.
Okra is very, very nutritious.
Wow. Wow. So, What does the vitamin A, the vitamin C, what do they really do for the body?
Well, as we know, vitamin K,
aids. Does it also have vitamin K?
Yeah.
All right.
Which aids in blood clotting.
Okay.
It's one of the vitamins you can find in okra and other vegetables. This particular vitamin aids in blood clotting and other functions. There are a number of functions. As Madame mentioned earlier on, which also vitamin A can also be found in okra,
all right,
and other vegetables, which aid eyesight.
Good eyesight.
Good eyesight.
Yeah. The proteins to help us repair our worn out tissue for us to feel fresh.
Right.
Yes. The fiber I've already mentioned.
Yeah.
We can't get constipation when we are eating okra. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. The vegetable oil from the seed also provides energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about fats and oil? I think the oil will come with fats and oil.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, from the fats and oil, we get energy. Is that your point?
Yes.
Wow. It's only on Go Green that you get to hear so much about things that you least expect to know a lot about. We need to go on another break so that you can sip some water. So we are going to take a quick break. Relax a little. I know you have a lot to tell our audience.
Yeah.
You have a lot to tell our listener, yes, listening to us. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue with it. Please stay tuned.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of
Hope. Thousands are here, filling men's hearts with fear.
Freedom we hold dear,
now is at stake.
Humbling your hearts to God,
safe in the chastening
rock.
Seek the way pilgrims trod,
Christians away.
My Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
And many will meet their doom.
Trumpets will surely sound,
and all of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
I'm going where no one dies,
heavenward bound.
Well, troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore.
When we meet on that shore,
free from all care.
Rising up in the sky,
telling this world goodbye.
Homeward we then will fly,
glory to share.
My Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
And many will meet their doom.
Trumpets will surely sound,
and all of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
When no one dies,
heavenward bound.
For you and for me.
On the portals,
he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Welcome once again to the program Moments of Truth. My name is Rudy William Fortes Fonseca, and I'm here for today's topic, Worship in Family. The topic is Worship in Family, and our key text can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24. And before we read the word of God, let's bow down and have a word of prayer. Our gracious Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the life and the brief of life that we have in our life now. And as we are about to start once again this program, let your grace be with us. Let your spirit impress the hearts of the hearers here, so that whatever they hear, let it particularize the truth in their life. As about to study how to worship you in our family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the word of God said, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine, this is Jesus speaking. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Although you are a young man also looking for a partner in life, but you always have to know that God must be the center of everything. How to put God in the center of your family? You need to have in mind that each member of your family must have an intimate relation with heaven. The Lord have an special interest in each family here on earth. The angels worship with us when you have a family praise with God. Each family needs to come to heaven through prayers early in the morning and also down in the sunset late in the evening. We must present before God our petitions and thanksgiving for His care and protection in our life. Before you go out from your house to the work, your family must be reunited and the father and the mother must pray fervently so that God can keep them, so that God can keep them from evil for the day. Each family must have a time, determined time for the worship, the morning and the evening. It's appropriate that the parents should sit with their sons and daughters to pray together and to worship. The worship that is made in a family must not be governed by circumstances. You know, sometimes so many things we have to do, and sometimes we are late for work, this or that. But let me give you this caution. Don't let any circumstance govern the familiar worship. We ought not to pray occasionally, but constantly and fervently. In our effort to comfort people, we need to be in prayer in our house. The time of prayer must not be negligenced, and our conversation in the house must give out the fluent air of worship. It is need in our house to present religion to our children. In which manner? In an attractive manner. The memory verse said that if you listen to the word of God, what will happen? We edify our house upon a rock. So your house to be edified upon the rock, it has to be upon Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Now, how to make attractive the family worship? How to make attractive the family worship? You need to make the part of the most happier of the day. The reading of the scripture might be choose and simple so that the children can take part in the hymns, and the prayers must be short and specific so that the children can enjoy them. Your sons must be teach to be conscious, attentions, and sweet in their talking with people. Father is the high priest of the family, and he needs to direct all the worship in the house. The father might choose any small part of the scriptures and make it interesting for the children to understand and to comprehend it. Some verses are so complicated for them. Sometimes when we are in the house, we are preaching to our children and they will be so boring in the house. They don't want the family praise to become so unpleasant to their ears that they don't want to hear how God can speak to them. But now, for you to have an interesting family worship, first thing, you choose a short and simple text, and then you make it a story, made lovely, so that they can understand, not only understand, but enjoy it. But what will be the result of you have a family worship? What will be the result? When you read Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 12, it says that if we hear to the judgment of God and we keep His commandment, He will keep His covenant and His mercy to all our parents. I don't know, for some reason, some parents do not like to give their children instruction, religious instruction, but that ought not to be. Parents must give instruction to their children. They need to know which way are they following in life. The lessons the children need to learn from the word must be presented with clarity, firmness, and enthusiasm. In every Christian home, God must be honored by the sacrifice of His love and praise in the morning and in the night. The children must be taught how to respect and to reverence God, not only in the house, but also in the church. Sometimes we go to church and our children are running here, running there, crying here. We have to teach them how to reverence God. In the church, The children must learn how to pray, and it starts from the house. Trust in the Lord. You need to teach them how to repeat the law of God by memory so that they can know what to do. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, the word of God says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Amen. So whatever position you are in a house, whenever you are always, you have to teach your children how to obey God. The worship in family have a result. And the result is that when you teach your children the way to walk, although they become old one day, but they will never forget, never forfeit that way. May the Lord add his blessings to his word so that we can listen and to know how to have our worship in family correctly. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Lord and Jesus, we are praying to you that you give us your Holy Spirit so that we can understand and to know how to teach our children. Father, we know that it's not easy in this world to keep our children from these contaminations of the world. But we know and we believe in Jesus Christ that everything is possible for those who believe. Keep the family of those who are hearing now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.